not that unusual. I mean, certainly Australia and New Zealand have taken that path in the past to raise the idea internationally that they're concerned about events in a country in the Pacific. But it certainly is unusual to get consensus ahead of a meeting like this on how to raise the concerns.
Is this something that only seems to be of concern to New Zealand and to some extent Australia? You heard Dame Meg Taylor talking about her concerns. So clearly there is some concern at regional level about the situation on Nauru.
Well, yeah, certainly Meg Taylor seemed to indicate that it was being discussed amongst regional leaders. Of course, they're not discussing that publicly, so we don't have any record of that, apart from what Murray McCulley is saying, certainly very vocally in New Zealand.
Is Australia taking a bit of a backseat to New Zealand when it comes to taking the initiative on this whole Nauru thing? New Zealand has had a unanimous vote of its parliament. The foreign minister has said that he'll be raising this at the foreign minister's meeting. John Key says he's concerned. Australia's been much quieter on it.
Australia has been relatively quiet. I remember Julia Bishop a few days ago said that she had conveyed some concerns to Nauru, perhaps probably through her officials. And I suspect she will be talking to the Nauru president at some stage of the meeting in Sydney. So I'm sure she'll use an opportunity there to talk about her concerns. But certainly New Zealand has been much more vocal, certainly the vote in Parliament, the letter from legal academics, civil society generally, New Zealand has been more vocal and active on this issue.
Is this perhaps because New Zealand's got more direct leverage on Nauru because it's New Zealand that funds their legal system?
That's true, although New Zealand aid in comparison to Australian aid is quite small. But you're right, New Zealand aid does fund the legal sector there and therefore, I guess, feels more responsible for things that are going wrong in the legal sector and the breaches of the rule of law.
As you say, Australia has a much larger aid program, but it's been much quieter on this. What would the reasons be for Australia to take a bit of a backseat to New Zealand on this issue?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is the regional processing centre there that Australia is very dependent on in terms of running its asylum seeker policy in the region and keeping the integrity of that. But Australia has very significant leverage. I mean, the fact that we spend hundreds of million dollars on that processing centre, we have a $26 million aid program in Nauru. Nauru is very heavily dependent on Australia for the functioning of its economy. So I think Australia does have leverage, but perhaps just being cautious about how it uses that leverage at this stage.
If Nauru is going to have its, what it would see as its internal affairs questioned, how is it likely to respond?
Well, from what we've seen of the Nauru government so far, it doesn't look like it will respond terribly well. I mean, it has, the president has said on numerous occasions that it's Nauru's business, that you know, he will decide, that everyone has to respect Nauru's sovereignty, and this is not a matter for any other country to be concerned about. So it's hard to see him reacting well to a lot of concerns being expressed to him in Sydney, but you know, that the concerns that Murray McCulley will express will be in private, so we probably won't see what the reaction will be, and I'm sure he'll have a good discussion with the New Zealand Foreign Minister.
We heard the word intervention discussed with Dame Meg Taylor there, but we're a long way off that, aren't they? There's going to be a lot more dialogue before that even becomes, you know, a reality.
I think it's very early days, although, you know, it's more than a year on since we first started to see this crisis in the rule of law unfold in Nauru. But in terms of regional precedent, we're still early days there, and I can't see how the region's ready even to express sort of a regional concern. For example, in the meeting in Sydney, it's still far too early this week to be getting consensus on that. I think there's a lot of individual conversations that have to be had. As Dame Meg said, more discussions with leaders, and there needs to be a bit of momentum generated, I think, and more discussions with Nauru, of course.